Next week, voters in Bucks and parts of Montgomery County in Pennsylvania will decide whether to re-elect Republican Congressman Mike Fitzpatrick. Democrats have won the seat before. First-time candidate Kevin Strauss thinks it could happen again, as WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
On a sunny fall morning, Democrat Kevin Strauss steps to a podium in front of Love Park's gushing fountain in Philadelphia. As part of a national bus tour, the 35-year-old had to leave the 8th Congressional District to campaign about the middle class in Center City.
That has been the backbone of our economy, that has been the backbone of our society, and that is what has always made our country strong.
That message has also been the backbone of Strauss's first bid for Congress. The core of his platform, improving education, infrastructure, and the tax code, is aimed at growing the middle class and its quality of life.
Every person in this country who works ought to get paid a livable wage so that they can support a family, that they can buy a home. They can have a shot at that American dream. They can have a shot at that kind of opportunity.
Strauss also wants to end congressional gridlock, which shut down the federal government for 16 days last year. During that dispute, Republicans, including incumbent Mike Fitzpatrick, insisted that any new spending bill include provisions that chipped away at the Affordable Care Act. They included delaying the mandate that all individuals purchase coverage or face a fine. They also pushed to nix the medical device tax. Democrats strongly opposed the provisions. For Strauss, a former Army Ranger and CIA counterterrorism analyst, it was maddening to watch.
We knew that arguments happened, and arguments are okay, but we also knew that it was job first, get the work done, and that it was always country first. And for us, we didn't have the option of missing deadlines in the military. People, you know, you're potentially putting lives at stake, and, you know, similar issues in Central Intelligence Agency. You get that job done.
Strauss often paints Fitzpatrick as a cog in a broken wheel, as part of the reason why Americans give Congress poor marks in poll after poll after poll. Fitzpatrick, not surprisingly, takes issue with that. He says he and his colleagues in the House have done their job. Here he is during the race's first debate at WNPVAM in Lansdale.
We have passed about 340 bills. Many of those pieces of legislation were bipartisan. Some of them were even unanimous. They then go to the Senate under our constitutional rules. There in the Senate, they die.
If reelected, Fitzpatrick says he wants to focus on getting good, common-sense legislation passed. A bipartisan bill dealing with Made in America labels and a bill blocking federal funding to schools that knowingly hire or transfer teachers involved in sexual misconduct are among his top priorities. So is fixing the economy. He says the federal government can do the most good by butting out.
We have the highest corporate tax rate in the industrialized world. Added to that, in Pennsylvania has the highest corporate tax rate of all 50 states. Then when you add regulations and rules and laws and paperwork and the burden of all that to a business owner, it makes it very difficult for that business owner to make the decision to invest, to expand, to be able to grow their business, to invest in research and development, and invest in their workers.
For decades, the 8th District was a Republican stronghold. That's no longer the case. In Bucks County, which comprises most of the district, registered Democrats have outnumbered registered Republicans since 2008. Polls and experts still say the district is likely to re-elect Fitzpatrick this time around. The kind of Democratic wave that washed out Republican bids when Obama won in 2008 isn't expected. It's also an off-year election, which typically doesn't draw a lot of voters. That favors Fitzpatrick. J.D. Mullane is a columnist at the Bucks County Courier-Times. He says the diehard voters in the district tend to be Republicans.
They're the political junkies who follow this day after day. I mean, it's a big part of their life. Everybody else is just going to go to work and it's just going to be a normal day.
Fitzpatrick says there's another reason he'll win a fourth term.
I'm somebody, I've lived in this district my entire life. I wasn't plucked out of Washington, D.C. by a national party, sent here to a district I never lived in, asked to run for Congress.
Strauss says he moved to Bucks County last year because he thought it'd be a good place to raise his family. He says his decision to run for Congress came later. Both polls and national political experts say Strauss has an uphill climb. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.